And the speaker is Katie from San Diego. Oh, hi, Katie.
Kathy with a K, alcoholic. Well, it looks different when you're up here, being on this side. Before I forget, happy birthday to Colin and Jordan, and congratulations on 90 days. And welcome to the newcomers and the out-of-towners. Let's see, my sobriety birth date is June 27th, 2014, and I have a home group, which I'm not able to go to right now, and I'll explain that in a little bit. And that's Claremont Woman's Step Study on Monday night. It rocks. It's a great meeting. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. I can't really tell my story in 10 minutes because there's a lot. So I'll just jump into what it was like at the end. So the best way to describe it would be, I thought everybody was after me, and I was really paranoid. I was stuck in my room with binoculars and thought that I would take pictures of the hillside outside my, because I lived up the mountains, and then I would blow them up, and I would see people that my daughter and people didn't see. I saw them, though, and I knew they were there. And I put myself on the map as a result of it. Like, my paranoia literally put myself on the map until, and then actually I drove my daughter out of the house. She couldn't even take it anymore because I was, like, checking her friend's ID at the door. Like, I didn't trust him. Like, I thought they were, like, after me, too. You know what I mean? And they were sent by the government or something. But I was delusional. And anyway, unfortunately, she had to leave as a result of that. And it's hurtful now, but at the time, I don't blame her. And so then, also my son had to leave too, and I thought my neighbors were keeping my son hostage in their house, and so I went over and I did a terrorist threat with a baseball bat, and I knew that probably wasn't going to go over well, and so I left my house in my truck. I had a big four-wheel drive truck. I called it the Mean Machine. Anyway, and anyway, and so I was going to, like, maybe stay at the hotel, and it was up in Fraser Park. It's, like, a little town in the at the top of the Grapevine in Kern County, and I thought, like, and I saw them come through the parking lot, and I'm like, oh, fuck, or darn, and anyway, and then they put the brakes on, and I'm like, oh, shit, and so I kind of scooted down in my seat a little bit, like, maybe they wouldn't see me. And they did, and, like, they wanted me to roll down my window, and I wasn't going to do that. And so that was when I decided maybe I'd be better off dead. And so then I was going to do suicide by cop. And so I took them on a three-hour pursuit from the top of the Grapevine all the way. And I called 911 at the time, too, because I didn't like the sheriffs and I didn't like the highway patrol, but I wanted 911 to know, you know, what was going on. it sounds kind of crazy right now, but it really did happen. Anyway, somewhere along the line, I decided maybe suicide, and this was on Mother's Day, mind you. So somewhere along the line, I decided maybe that wasn't a good way to go, and I started thinking about my kids. But I have a bad back, and I didn't want to be thrown on the ground when I got arrested, and so I called 911 and told them I wanted to be arrested by a police sergeant at a police station. So that's where my pursuit ended, like 3 hours later. But I kept saying, where's the next police station? Because I wanted to smoke another cigarette, you know what I mean? So anyway, there's, like, you know, 15 sirens, a helicopter, anyway. And I was delusional, and so that's kind of how it went down. They didn't throw me on the ground. It kind of went down. I, like, you know, the director on page 62 or whatever, the show was coming off. But anyway, I was so delusional. Oh, I got to start going fast. So I was so delusional that I had to go to Patton State Hospital for the mentally insane. And they're crazy there, and crazier than me. And then I found out they could keep you for 6 years until they deemed you mentally competent, and then you would have to stand trial for what you did. So I got competent really quick in about 3 months and got out of there. When I got out, I did. I had a 4-year term. I did 2 years and 3 months, and I ended up in Folsom. Finally, I was so grateful to get a bed and get out of there. And when I got out, I had burnt bridges with all my family. And I have 7 kids, too. When I got out, my grandma was the only one that would take me in down here in San Diego, and I didn't know anybody. And I remember the next day sitting on her front porch, and, like, I was sober. I had 2 years and 3 months at that time, but I was in prison in my head. I wanted to freaking die. And I knew, like, here I was, just felt like the worst debt to society sitting there, you know what I mean? I became willing to do whatever it took. And I called my son Jake, and Jake lives down here as one of my kids. I talk about Jake a lot, but not tonight. I was sure that he would take me to a meeting. He's in the program. And Jake, finally on the fifth ring, he answered and he said, "Mom, I'm not trying to be a dick. Go to the Serenity. I'm not taking you to a meeting. Go to the Serenity Shop, get a sponsor, reach out, do the steps, and call me when you're ready to make amends." That's what Jake did. And that was probably the best piece of advice that my son could have given me, because he couldn't help me. He knew you guys could. And my family is in AA. Oh, my God. I didn't know anybody down here besides 3 people. My grandma, my dysfunctional brother, his schizophrenic wife, and I stayed there. But to live in that house, I had to go to a ton of meetings. So, like, I'd go to a meeting, I'd come home, and the serenity would be, like, sucked out of me as soon as I walked through the house. And I'm like, "Gotta go. But you just got back from a meeting. Gotta go again." So, like, I was doing, you know, 4, 5, 6 meetings a day just to stay sane. And it gave me a really good foundation, you know what I mean? My grand sponsor took me to Old Town Speaker Meeting once a week. That was our date. And I used to fix myself with men, too. And I said, I want to find a guy to go out with or whatever. And she's like, "What do you have to bring to the table?" And I'm like, that was hard, you know what I mean? But it was true. And I seek outside help. Some of us need to, obviously. And my psychiatrist said, "What do you want to be when you grow up, like now?" And I'm like, "I'm over the hill. I'm old. I can't. I'm a 2 striker." And he said, "No, you can do anything you want to do." And so between what she said and what my psychiatrist said, I decided to work on myself. And so I started going to school, and I'm in my 6th semester of school, and last week, I got a job. I'm a counselor now at McAllister. And when I interviewed, they asked what kind of experience I had working with adolescents. And I said, "Well, I have all the education, and I have 7 kids." So anyway, it's awesome being able to give back. And actually kind of, and getting paid for it, too, is kind of cool. But I'm really grateful, like, my sponsor, my grand sponsor, and my great-grand sponsor are here. My roommate Squirrel, Kyle, Cupcake, Mike G, I mean, Diana, oh my God, there's so many people here that I love. And if I didn't, Lauren, Uncle John, Lynn, thank you.